The date and the place are unknown to me, but the story is about a telemarketer who called a home one day, and the conversation sounded a little bit like this.
Hello?
Hello, what's your name?
Brandon.
Well, how old are you, Brandon?
I'm 4.
Well, that's nice. Is your mother home?
Yes, but she's busy.
Okay, is your father home?
He's busy too.
I see. Who else is there?
The police.
The police? May I speak to one of them?
They're busy.
Are there any other grown-ups there?
The firemen.
Firemen. May I speak with a fireman, please?
They're all busy.
Brandon, all of those people in your house, and I can't talk to any of them, what are they doing?
Looking for me.
Looking for you. Well, God is not hiding behind a door. He's not playing some sort of a game. And in fact, his presence is meant to be a comfort to you. The last time that we were together, that I was speaking, we learned of the antidote for anxiety and the peace of God. And our text today teaches us that the solution to fear is the presence of God. Here's our main point. The Lord will never leave those who belong to Him. We could also say it like this. Because God is here, we should have no fear. So let's take a look at our passage for today, which will help us understand the incredible promises, or this incredible promise of God. It's found in Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. It says this. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Now, the book of Isaiah has been referred to as kind of a miniature Bible because it has 66 chapters, and the Bible has 66 books. The first 39 chapters correspond with the Old Testament as they speak of judgment. And the final 27 chapters are like the New Testament. They emphasize grace and comfort and restoration. And these chapters were written to the afflicted people who were filled with fear. Check out the tone of this in chapter 40, verses 1 and 2. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for. Well, God still speaks tenderly to those going through trials, and he offers comfort to the discouraged and dismayed and hurting and helpless. God's promises, he promises his presence in order to free us from the fear of our families, the fear in our families, in our jobs or lack of jobs, in the middle of marriage messes. You guys know what I'm saying. Wow, not speaking too well today. In our school stress, in our health situations, our friendships, our finance problems, our past, the worries about the future. Any situation, scenario that you can possibly find yourself in, God is there. Now, the word fear comes from the word phobos, which initially had its meaning of flight or fleeing. So instead of fleeing from our fears, Isaiah 41:10 gives us a 5-part formula to help us face our fears. It says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Now, the first part is that we need to learn is that I will live without fear because God is with me. I want you to notice that it doesn't say that God was with me or that he will be with me or he might be with me, but that he is with me. And this can be translated as, there is nothing to fear because I am with you. It's been said that the phrase "fear not" or "be afraid" is found 365 times in the Bible. So if you fear today, it says "fear not." If you fear tomorrow, it says "fear not." It has that one for every single day of the year. Fear not. Folks, in order to face your fears, the first thing to remember is that God is with you. Moses needed this reminder in Exodus 33, where it says, "My presence will go with you and I will give you rest." In the Psalms 23, it says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me." And after giving the Great Commission, which involves going and making disciples and teaching and baptizing, by the way, our next baptism service is October 11th, so please be here. And if you're interested in getting yourself wet and dunked, come talk to me after service. Anyways, back to the Great Commission. Matthew 28 says, And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. When you're filled with fear, remember this truth and declare it out loud. I will have no fear because God is here. The problem for most of us is that we're not aware of His presence as we stumble through, oblivious to the fact that He is with us and will never leave those who belong to Him. So if you're filled with fear today, it may be because you're acting like Jesus is not here. So declare the first truth. I will live without fear because God is with me. Let's look at the second part of this formula for overcoming fear. It reads like this again. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will not be dismayed because He is my God. To be dismayed means to be broken and filled with fear. It literally means to look around anxiously as one does in a state of alarm. Now, do you notice that the key to not being dismayed is to make sure that He is your God. In 1 Samuel chapter 30, says that David was distressed because the men were talking about stoning him. But that changed when he found strength in the Lord his God. So let me ask you this morning, is He your God? This promise becomes activated when you personalize your relationship with Him by trusting in Jesus for forgiveness of sin. Can you say, He is my God today? I'm convinced if each one of us would see God as big and as awesome as He really is, most of our fears would go away, because when we fear God, we won't fear anything else. To expand your view of the Almighty, read Isaiah 40 and 41 this week. Here's a sampling from Isaiah 40, verses 10 and 15. See, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and His arm rules for Him. Surely the nations are like a drop in a bucket. They are regarded as dust on the scales. He weighs the islands as though they were fine dust. God is an incredibly awesome God. Now the first two parts are, I will live without fear because God is with me. And secondly, I will not be dismayed because He is my God. Now these two promises give us confidence to make the next step. The next proclamation, that I will lean on God to strengthen me. It says, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Now, how many of you guys are familiar with Corrie ten Boom? Corrie ten Boom once said, in times of fear, I don't wrestle, I nestle. Which is great. When she becomes full of fear, she nestles into God. Psalm 29:11 says, the Lord gives strength to His people. The Lord blesses His people with peace. And I find great comfort in Isaiah 42:3, the passage that's quoted in Matthew 12. When referring to Jesus, he says, "A bruised reed he will not break, a smoldering wick he will not snuff out." You see, Jesus doesn't break us when we're broken. He doesn't smash us when we're smoldering. On the flip side of this, no matter what our issue is, when we are leaning on God, He's able to take it all. When we get our strength from Him, and He'll be able to make it through the tough times. He also gives us the strength to make it through each and every day. In order for us to wholly lean on Jesus for His strength, we need to move to number 4. I will trust God to help me. Let's read it again. "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Because God is always present, He promises His strength and He promises to help us. And after being reminded that the Lord will never leave us or forsake us, Hebrews 13 verse 6 says, "So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?" God will never unfriend us. He will never unfriend us. He will never turn His back on us when we do something stupid. And I am grateful for that because I do that all the time. He won't turn His back on us. He won't unfriend us. He won't shun us when we sin, when we're stressed out. But instead, He promises to help us. Now, I'd like to give a cautionary note here. The help that the Lord gives is the help that we need, not necessarily the help that we want. I had a friend who was struggling with some addictions, and he asked God to help him. See, the help that he wanted was to help him keep it a secret while he tried to deal with it. And that didn't work. It's not what happened at all. He was actually caught by his wife. And it was then, with the support of his wife and the strength that God gave them as a couple, each and every day he was able to come through it. He didn't want that type of help, but that's exactly what he needed. And that's exactly how God helped. And the final part of this is, I believe that God will uphold me with His righteous right hand. "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." And the word uphold means to hold up, to grasp, to support. The idea is similar to the word undergird, which means to secure from underneath. We are upheld by His righteous right hand. I don't know if you guys understand this, but this is awesome. It's not by my right hand, or your right hand, or your spouse's right hand, or your friend's right hand. It's by God's right hand. And it's not just a right hand, it's His righteous right hand. This is the hand of promise. This is the hand of God Almighty. You ever feel like you failed? Do you wonder why you fall so many times? Well, hold on to the truth that He upholds you when you feel like you're barely holding on. The Lord is faithful to all His promises and loving towards all He has made. The Lord upholds all those who fall and lifts up those who are bowed down. A promise from the Psalms. He helps us and He holds us when we're shaking like a leaf. The Lord will never leave those who belong to Him because God is here. We should have no fear. God upholds the hurting. He also reveals His presence to those or through His people who reach out in love. Folks, I got to level with you today. If you are not in Christ, you've not been made righteous. You have every reason to be full of fear. In the Old Testament, God's presence was demonstrated in the tabernacle. That's where the people would go to meet with God. And when Jesus came, John chapter 1, verse 14 says that He tabernacled amongst us. It says, the Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. He was sent from the presence of the Father. And He is the presence. And He takes us into the presence of the Father when we put our faith in Him for forgiveness of sins. So if you have never given your life to Christ, if you are not yet born again, that decision is one that you need to make. Profess Him as your Lord and Savior, and then the promise of His presence will be fulfilled in your life. Fear not. God is with you. He is your God. He will strengthen you. He will help you. He will uphold you. John Piper restates these five promises using different words. He says, I am your God. I am over you. I am with you. I am by your side. I will strengthen you from inside of you. I will help you all around you. And I will uphold you from underneath you. Many of us, we understand these things. But many of us don't actually go out and do anything about it. Well, I'm going to embarrass a few young men and women this morning. There's a whole crew of people who are heading to Valley View Bible Camp today. And I want them to stand. Thank you, Glendon. Levi, Melise, come on, Brian, you can stand. Brian's next to Melise. We got Kira, Tori. These young men and women are giving up a week of their last week of summer holidays, I guess it is, or pretty close to it, to go spend a week at camp serving the Lord, sharing these promises with kids. Kids from all over the province. And this week is UGM week, which means that a lot of the kids that are going are sponsored by UGM, which means that they probably don't know a lot about Jesus. So I want to pray for these young men and women. Pray that they might remember that God is with them, that He is your God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank You so much that You are always with us. And that as Your children, You love us so much that You never leave us. And that we do not have to fear. That You are our God and that You will strengthen us, that You will help us, that You will uphold us. That You surround us. Because You are over us, You are by our side, You are inside, dwelling within us. You're giving us strength. And Father, I ask Your blessing upon these young men and women who are going to camp this week. I pray that as they interact with the children, that You would just anoint them and bless their words. That their actions would show You. That You would be... they would be a reflection of You. That they would model You in all they do and say. the kids that they interact with who may not know you, or maybe they do, that their relationship would begin and be strengthened with you. Father, we pray for all of those who are at camp and working with them, that it would just be a mighty work this week. And for each and every camp that is going on this week, as the last week of camp, we pray that the children that come would know you better, that they would know that you are present there with them, always. We pray these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. All of this because of the old rugged cross. Worship team, come on up. Let's sing this one.